Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, that you would rend the heavens, that you would come down. These are very powerful words from the prophet Isaiah, words that were the cry of the people of God. For they were very hard pressed by the Assyrians. They had seen and heard what these fearsome warriors from the east had been doing. They had smashed in city gates and killed all the young men. They had even slaughtered women and children. They cried to God to deliver them. Remove this terror from us, they cried. The previous verses to this tell us that the people remembered the promises that God had made to them from of old, that he was their father and he was their redeemer. They remembered their father Abraham and remembered the promises that God had made to him, that his descendants would fill the earth and that they would be blessed. And here they were, the descendants of Abraham, and they did not see that they were being blessed. And so they cried to God for deliverance. They looked back to those old days, the days of the Pentateuch. But the trouble with those old people is that they had forgotten their God up till now. They forgot that they had passed through the Red Sea and that as they fled from Pharaoh, they forgot that God had caused the waters to crash over their enemy. They forgot the bread of heaven that they ate while they were in the wilderness. They forgot fiery Mount Sinai where God spoke his words to them. They forgot the many, many deliverances that they had received from the hand of their God. And they had looked, instead of looking to their father, they had looked to gods of stone and wood. Instead of looking to God, their father, for protection, they had looked to kings of other nations. They forgot who they were. And now they felt abandoned by God and called for him to display his power and his might that he might deliver them from the consequence of their sin. Oh, that you would rend the heavens, that you would come down. Do not abandon us, but come down and deliver us. You and I, who are the new Israel, have we sometimes forgotten who we are? Perhaps we have forgotten the waters that our Father has brought us through, the waters of our deliverance. Perhaps we have been indifferent toward the bread that he feeds us with in this wilderness. Many times we too have turned away from the words of life that our God gives us, words of grace and truth. Have we, like Israel of old, turned away from our God and instead followed our heart in its pursuit of happiness? If we're truthful with ourselves, we will say yes, that we are very much like those stubborn people of old, that we like to go our own way until it gets too hard for us. And then we call out to God, oh, that you would come down and deliver me, that you would rend the heavens and appear. Deliver me, O God, from my oppressors. We want God to take away our troubles, even the self-caused ones. We want him to display ourselves and to make the mountains tremble, and to make our enemies quake with fear when they see that we are on the side of God. Come down, God, and be with us, is our cry. But like the people of old, God does call us to turn back, to repent. He calls us back to himself. He tells us, I never abandoned you. No, you turned your back on me and abandoned me. And that's the purpose of this very short Advent season, that we turn away from ourselves and turn back to God, that we look to him alone, that we look forward to that manger where God indeed did come down to be with his people. God has indeed come down, but not in a way to make the mountains quake or to make our enemies tremble. No, God came down quietly. While the rich ate in the warmth and security of the house, the Son of God was born of a virgin in a drafty old stable. A host of angels announced his birth to some miserable shepherds in the countryside, but Nobody else knew what was going on. Emmanuel, God with us, come down quietly to take away the sin of the world. And all during his life, Christ was a quiet man. He had no stately form or majesty, quite the opposite. He was despised and forsaken, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He did not use great displays of power to dazzle the crowds. He did show us brief glimpses of the new creation that he brought with us. Physical healing, demons overcome, life in the place of death. But he didn't razzle-dazzle anybody. Finally, evil men plotted to take this quiet man's life. They nailed him to a tree. He suffers, the sky grows dark, and finally he dies. Now the ground quakes, the curtain tears, the graves burst open, and the dead walk about. God did an awesome thing which we did not expect. He used the blood of his own son to pay the price for our grumbling and muttering. He sacrificed his only begotten son so that you might not suffer for your sin. God's son was scourged, crushed, and pierced for your sake. God is with you. God is with us to forgive our sins. God, come down to give life to you and me. And God the Father, being pleased with his son's work, raised him from the dead after 3 days. And again the ground quakes, the stone is rolled back, and Christ appears victorious over sin, death, and the devil. He is risen from the dead. The grave cannot hold him. God with you and me, the victor. God with his people, giving us the victory in his son, Jesus Christ. And then Jesus ascended into heaven to rule all things for the good of his church. Lo, I am with you always, he said. God with us, Emmanuel. But that's not the end of the story. One day, God will rend the heavens and come down. One day soon, Christ himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. Christ will come down and gather you and me to himself. We will no longer live in this world filled with sin and death and pain and sadness, but we will live in that new heavens and that new earth that he has promised to us. That's our hope, brothers and sisters. That's a promise made by God Almighty, one that he will fulfill. And so this Advent season, God calls us to prepare our hearts for his coming. Remembering what God has done for us and repenting of our sin, we look forward to celebrating the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, in just a few short days. We look to the work that he has done for us. We remember the waters of deliverance. We give thanks for the bread that he feeds us with. We give thanks for the life-giving Word of God. Take some time these next few short days to reflect that God is indeed with you in a most marvelous way. The Son of God made flesh. He takes away all your sin and your guilt and your fear. He gives communion with himself, and he gives life everlasting. And these next few days, we also look forward to the great last day, when Christ will rend the heavens and come down with power, the day when God will wipe away every tear from our eyes, and we will sit at the great banquet, the marriage feast of the Lamb in heaven. We look to that day with great expectation and longing. And let our prayer be our hymn that we sang a few minutes ago. O Savior, rend the heavens wide. Come down with mighty stride. Unlock the gates, the doors break down. Unbar the way to heaven's crown. O morning star, O radiant dawn, when will we sing your morning song? Come, Son of God, without your light, we grope in dread and fear of night. Come, Lord Jesus, quickly come. Amen.